Every year, Americans throw out millions of computers, cell phones, and TVs. Often, this electronic trash ends up across the world in the junkyards of Asia. Scott Carney reports from Chennai, India.
It's 100 degrees in the shade, and like every other day for the last 40 years, Mohan is working a hammer and chisel against a piece of obsolete electronic gear. He sits perched on a concrete stoop in front of a small shed full of discarded laptops, radio equipment, and telephones. After he has separated the precious bits of circuitry from the plastic, Mohan, speaking through an interpreter, says that he'll burn the waste in a bonfire later in the week in order to extract the small lumps of gold, copper, and titanium.
They're breaking the processors and dividing them into metals.
What processors are these? They're from a telephone company. His boss buys most of the computer junk from local auctions and drops it off for Mohan to disassemble in the mornings. For 10 hours of work, Mohan gets only a little over $3 a day. Much of this e-waste comes to India from overseas. It's illegal for developed countries like the United States to export their e-waste to India, but smugglers get huge profits from the trade, so they send it indirectly.
It is coming via Dubai and Singapore, because they are not cannot be called as developed nations, so it enters into the market, Indian market, and it's also being smuggled into the country.
Charentana Kaur is an activist for the group Toxics Link. She's been tackling the e-waste issue for over a year.
So we have mapped it. But then it is entering into the market. And the surprising thing is it enters into Chennai and Mumbai. And from here it goes to Delhi.
Many shipments of e-waste are marked as donations to charities in order to get around the law.
See, if it comes in the form of donation, it is legal. We can take the computer. So that's how these scraps have been tagged.
Port authorities simply don't have the manpower to verify whether the goods are indeed donations, scrap metal, or just smuggled e-waste. So India becomes the international receptacle for millions of pounds of electronic junk. And when it reaches workers like Mohan, the waste poses health risks to the community.
You know, when they burn these plastics, there are dioxin and furans which come out, which are cancerous.
Gold and copper are mixed with the other heavy metals like lead, mercury, and cadmium. And when burned along with the plastic in the circuitry, they release a potentially deadly cocktail of toxins into the environment. The thousands of people who live nearby the processing areas are at a much higher risk for a variety of illnesses.
It's been proved. We've done tests in Chennai where the mother's milk is having dioxins and furans.
Activist Charentana Kaur is frustrated by how little attention this problem is getting in her country.
We talk about climate change, we talk about all sorts of pollution, but e-waste, absolutely no awareness.
But one recycling company is trying to dispose of the e-waste properly. Just south of Chennai, in a special industrial zone, one of India's largest legitimate recyclers operates a two-story industrial crusher that breaks old circuit boards into small, uniform chunks that can be processed safely at high-tech facilities in Europe.
See, main thing we are giving importance to the people. Those are working on the field.
Subhash Wadia, the manager of Trishi Raya, tells me that there are no laws that govern the disposal of e-waste in the country, but that the company is trying its best to leave no impact on the local environment. On our tour of the recycling facility, we see men and women wearing hard hats and thick gloves to protect them from the heavy metals and jagged edges of broken scrap. And rather than use acid baths or uncontrolled bonfires to extract the gold, Trishi Raya exports the processed computer boards and processors to a company in Belgium that can safely extract the waste. But green recycling comes at a higher cost, and companies like Trishi Raya constantly find themselves being outbidded for used computers at local auctions. People like Mohan's boss don't have to pay for safety, and they can offer a much higher price for used computers. How much will you buy a computer for?
Normally, for a PC, we are giving 100 rupees.
And how much, from someone from Newmar Market, how much do they buy a computer for?
It's around 500 rupees, 600 rupees, they are buying it.
He tells me that Trishi Rai just can't compete with the black market. The scrap peddlers can buy computers at $10 each and still turn a profit, but Trishi Rai can only offer $2. For now, only a tiny fraction of India's recycling market has adopted green policies. And unless the laws change or enforcement gets better, your old computer, cell phones, and that new computer gadget you bought last week may find its way to the streets of India. For NPR News, I'm Scott Carney.